The Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, the Samaches on the Beis, discusses different situations. Mishnah discusses different situations where animals are disqualified. What will be the halacha if such an animal, such a bird, they were talking about birds, what will be the halacha if such a bird, would Malik was done in the Avodah, will it be Metama Besa Bli or not? And one of the examples given is Nismas Einon. One of the examples given of a bird that is disqualified is a bird that Rahman Tzlan is blind. And the question that comes up, here we see that clearly when it comes to the Avodah of Kachim, a bird that's blind is pasul. And the question is, what will be the halacha? Can a blind person be about tefillah? The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Nun Gimel Sif Yudalit, teaches us Suma Yared Lefnei Ateva, somebody who's blind may be about tefillah. Vat Shela Yikra B'Torah, he may not be about Kairei, there's a halacha that Divrei Torah cannot be said by someone. Divrei Torah cannot be read. Baal Peh, Farish B'Ksav has to be Metoich HaKsav. And if someone can't see, we have a problem. Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishoy Lamer Al Peh. Interestingly, to point out, on this Shaila about saying, and being banging about Kair, if you're blind, which the Shulchan Aruch clearly teaches us is disqualified, what is going to be the halacha regarding someone who can only see with eyeglasses? May he be about Kair? So the Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shas Tshuvas Yabia Oy Mechelik Zayin Simen Yotches Naruchayim, he says that clearly somebody who wears eyeglasses may be about tefillah. And it's interesting, he bases his psak mainly on the fact on, since we see for years and years that the halacha, that people who wear eyeglasses were balei kairei, the halacha is by chalitza, the dayanim have to see the actual act of chalitza. And there too, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal, even about a dayan who is wears eyeglasses can be a dayan and a chalitza. And the basis for it, he says, is kol haroi labila ein bila makeves ba. The fact that this person has eyesight is adequate enough to make him kosher to be a dayan or to be a bal kairei, because he can see. And similarly, based on this, he says in that tshuva that if someone wears dentures, and if not that he wore these dentures, he would not be able to speak clearly. And we know that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that someone who can't speak clearly cannot be about tefillah. Regarding this as well, he says, the fact that he wears the dentures and that's the only reason he's able to speak clearly does not prevent him from being a dayan. So here, as we started the shiur, we saw that the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskens that a suma is allowed to be about tefillah. Interesting to point out, however, is that the Magen Avraham here in Sif Katan Ches says, Mish quotes the Yalkut, Mish Nafla Zerois of Mitali a Shlich Tzibur, somebody who never lost his arms, maybe a Shlich Tzibur, Shaderach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'shtamish B'kelim Shvurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses broken vessels. And then he quotes a Zohar that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we just said uses Kelim Shvurim, that's somebody who is Gufay Sholem. But somebody who has a Balmum is a Pogum. And therefore, just like a Koyin who's a Balmum may not do the Avodah, same thing, says the Magen Avraham, of a Shlich Tzibur who's a Balmum, we should not choose. Very much connected to what we discussed in our previous shiur, Hakriva Nol of Chasecha. Use with such a person, would the Akam use him in their worship? So we have here a very interesting situation. We have here, the Shulchan Aruch clearly teaches us that a Suma Yod Lufnei Teva, as we just quoted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtamish b'kelim shvurim, and this very siman teaches us the Magen Avraham that we should not allow a suma to be about tefillah. How do we reconcile this? So there are many achronim who suggest, and this is very much in line with what we discussed in our previous year, that there are different types of situations of a balmum. If somebody is a balmum, that he is visible a balmum, and that's why many Rishonim say, nismas einav of this bird is only if the eyes, the Ratva says this, if the eyes of the bird are poked out. But if the bird has eyes that just unfortunately cannot see, that is not considered nismas einav, as Tosfos says. So now we have a very easy way of explaining the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Rechmon Otzlan speaking about a person who's blind, nismas einav, that his eyes are missing, that are poked out. That person, the Magen Avraham says, may not be about tefillah, but that isn't a contradiction to what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is referring to an individual who does have eyes, he is unable to see. Such a person, on the contrary, it seems, may be about tefillah, and should be about tefillah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu uses Kelim Shvur. In fact, there's a tshuva, and the Shaul's a tshuva, some Sofer, Yoredeya, Simen Zayin. The Chassam Sofer discusses an individual who, Rachman Tzlan, is suffering from epilepsy. Who began to suffer from epilepsy. And this person is a Shaykhit, and he also is about tefillah on the Yom Neroim. And he discusses two questions. The first issue he discusses, which is not the subject of our shir, is may he continue being a shaykhet. And the second issue he discusses is may he continue being about tefillah. And he makes a very important distinction. He says, even though, as we are learning in our Masechta, a kohen who's a balmum may not do the avodah, it doesn't mean that any mum which disqualifies a kohen automatically disqualifies a person for being about tefillah. He says, the mum has to be a mum that is obvious, that it's understandable why such an individual should not be about tefillah. And therefore, he says, and it's very much in line with the way we're reconciling the Magen Avraham with the Shulchan Aruch. If the mum is very noticeable, so such a mum, which is very noticeable, such an individual should not be about tefillah. Because it's not Kavrat Sibur that such an individual is the Baal Tefillah. But when the mum is not visible, there's no reason to disqualify him. And therefore, says the Sam Sofer, that this individual who is epileptic, Rachmon Tzlon, should not be disqualified from being a Baal Tefila. What he does say in the tshuva, is that apparently the doctors have said that if this individual eats in the morning, so then he's much less likely to suffer an attack. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, this person on Rosh Hashanah, he should get up before the nets, before Alois, when certainly one may eat and eat, and that will prevent them from suffering Chas V'Shalom an attack during the davening. And he says, if necessary, if this person is the Baal Musaf, so the Tzav says, even if there's a question, if you're allowed to make Kiddush and eat before Tekiah Shofar, this person should eat, make Kiddush and eat before Tekiah Shofar to avoid Chas V'Shalom any attack, any epileptic attack during the davening. And then he says, actually on Yom Kippur, he should indeed not daven, because on Yom Kippur, such a person, especially since he's fasting, he's more prone to Chas V'Shalom eating, getting an epileptic attack, so then on Yom Kippur he shouldn't daven. Moreover, the Poskim say that even the Magen Avraham, who takes the stricter approach, certainly about a person who's blind, that's only by an individual who we're coming to choose him to be about tefillah. But somebody who already has been about tefillah, and now the question is, should he be removed? Such a person should not be removed from the Amid. Moreover, if a person is just davening once in a while, he's not the about tefillah kavua, we're allowed to use him as about tefillah. And lastly, very importantly, we always have to look at the entire picture, say the Paiskin. So it's a situation where, yes, this person, unfortunately, is suffering from this mum. He's blind, or as we're discussing from the Chasam Sofer, he's epileptic. But there's no one else in the tzibur who is more qualified to be the Baal Tefila. So that, too, has to be taken into consideration when a decision is taken of who can and cannot be the Baal Tefila.